It's nice out here. Let's not go out for dinner. Let's stay here.
We have to eat.
Well, you need here. I'll cook.
I thought you didn't like to cook.
No, I don't like to cook. But I have a chicken in the icebox and you're eating it.
What about all the washing up, Alfred?
We'll eat it with our fingers.
Don't we need any plates?
Yes. One for you and one for me.
Do you mind if I had dinner with you tonight?
I'd be delighted.
Welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
I thought we were Voltron.
No, I'm a VR trooper. You can be Voltron all you want.
Okay.
Sticking to my guns, Douglas.
Alright, well, this is Voltron.
Fair enough. I don't know any of the VR troopers' names. I've already fucked up this bit.
Ah, shit.
Well, alright, I'm just Damien then.
Damn, and then this is
there was a show called Knights of Something. That used to come on.
Can you
on
stop TV bringing up G. these shitty TV
Knights
shows?
Of Something, you sure you're not thinking of G-Force?
Hey,
no, not G-Force. It was... I remember this show called Knights of Something, and they all wore, like, Japanese knight armor, and it was different colors, just like Power Rangers, where you have a red and a blue and a pink, and
sure,
it was a cartoon.
Not like the alien teenager people.
Andrew, you see the next time you're on a... heroin bender, try to keep all those dreams separate from our reality here. I'm no idea what the insert many expletives here you're talking about.
I will find out what the name of this show is before the podcast is over.
I'm sure you will.
Silverhawks.
But
it
anyways,
was not Silverhawks. It was not Silverhawks. You love Silverhawks.
I know.
Pass it.
Anyways, it's been a whole week. Douglas, what have you been watching?
All right, let me take out my trusty list. And the first thing I watched this week, I watched The Bourne... Wait. Hold on. No, actually, I didn't watch The Bourne Legacy.
No,
I didn't.
I fucked up, Douglas.
Yeah, Damien truly, really and truly fucked up on this one. In my section of what I watched this week, I'm actually going to tell you guys a story of what I didn't watch this week. I didn't watch The Bourne Legacy.
Yeah.
Here is why. Myself and someone who I thought was my friend, Damien.
You have
White,
no proof of this.
made plans. We said we are both going to go to Carib and watch The Bourne Legacy.
Yes, you did.
We arranged a time
and
everything. At the end of Friday, after work, at 5 o'clock, no word from him. 6 o'clock, no word, because of course, we're going to an 8 o'clock movie. Why would he call me or text me or talk to me if we're going and we know already? So, at about 5 minutes to 8...
Yeah. It was about 20 minutes to 8.
All right. Let me rephrase
it's
that then.
At bad,
about... At about... Wait, no. No, about 5 minutes before I know that I have to leave.
Fair enough.
I get a text, which, by the way, I almost didn't see because I was actually out and there were music playing or whatever. But I get a text. And actually, I can read this text.
Yes, you can.
I can read this text. Mm-hmm.
Making me look more like an asshole. Thanks. Thank you.
All I see is, no, it's last minute, but I have to cancel going to the movies. That's all.
Yeah.
It hurt. It was a knife
Douglas.
In my chest.
I can explain. there's people putting in windows in the house. They should have gone. I cannot in good conscience leave my house windowless. They did not finish. So they are probably there as we speak. But I could not. I'm the only one there. I'm not going to leave these gentlemen in my house with no windows. They said, yeah, man, by 7 o'clock, we're gone. 7:30 roll around. You guys not going anywhere. should notify Douglas.
You know, I remember a long time ago somebody telling me that he had finished upgrading his house.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago. What's the story now?
Windows.
Anyway, so what I actually did watch this week, I am actually proud of myself. I think that my list, while it includes some, you know, bad things, I think the good ones outweigh the bad.
I think so, you're incorrect.
Let's talk about the bad ones. First, I watched Immortals, which is not the latest, but one of Tarsem Singh's movies. And guess what? I watched it because I really like Tarsem Singh and I love The Fall.
Beautiful.
It is. It's very pretty.
No sense.
It is a horrible movie.
Some of those fighting scenes, though. Pretty good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Pretty good.
And that's all I'm gonna say on that. I also watched Margin Call, which both of my co-hosts have seen. And all I have to say about that is that I didn't watch any of the 9/11 movies for a reason, and I really should not have watched this movie for that reason as well.
Because you instigated that, I mean. Sorry. I swear I wouldn't say anything. Edit that out. You're too close.
No. That movie was just... It was so heavy-handed.
Douglas, you need to remember that you work in that sector and most people... Don't.
No. I'm not even talking about any details. I'm just talking about
that in every, order to keep at every turn.
But I've
engaged Douglas. There's no other way for them to Douglas. It would work for you and me.
Uh-huh.
If they just didn't like all the exposition and all the grandstanding or whatever you're trying to explain away why. They do what they do. Like, we didn't need any of that. We could have just seen what happened when they realized that the shit was about to hit the fan.
Exactly.
And then what happened while shit was hitting said fan. We'd have been okay with that. But Douglas, you cannot make a movie like that. It cannot be done.
What?
Douglas, it kept two people would have watched that movie. Even Andrew enjoyed this movie. How did you think that happened?
Wow. Andrew, did you enjoy this movie?
Yes, he did enjoy this movie.
Wow. I mean, I guess... No.
So you're not going to lie to yourself.
No.
You don't like it.
Okay, I have...
It's because it makes your job look bad.
Well, my job, well...
Right. I just imagine Douglas driving around in Ferraris and making $5 billion a year.
I imagine that as well, right. But...
It's never going to happen.
Yes.
Not until he leaves this country.
I have a feeling I've spoken about this TV show already. If I have, then... sorry, but I've also been watching another British TV show by the name of Survivors. It's post-apocalyptic.
That's the only British TV show name you've come up with? That sounds legitimate. It's not Two Guys on the Step or The Jumping Rabbit or some such nonsense.
Right? Survivors.
Shadow Law.
That show is kind of awesome, and it's Shadowline. Okay.
Shadow Law. thank you, Andrew.
To get to the point, this show is about life after a highly contagious disease that clearly was manufactured by some sort of secret syndicate that is still doing some sort of experiment.
The common cold.
Yes.
Chicken.
And it doesn't necessarily look good, but it looks like one of those shows that you just keep watching.
But it is British, so Douglas will watch it.
And that as well. And now to get to the good part of my list. I watched a movie that, well, it's a good movie. And I guess I should have known that, seeing as it did get the Oscar for best movie.
For good movie.
Right? For good movie.
Goodest movie.
Goodest movie, thank you. Sure. So if it gets that Oscar, I mean, we all, you know.
Right, it might not be your favorite movie, but it should be good.
Exactly.
Unless it's Crash.
Right. No, this movie goes by the name of The Artist. And
it's about time.
I know, it is about time. I apologize to every person that watches gooder movies than I.
So, is it your favorite movie of all time?
Not of all time, but it's really, really good.
Should it have won?
Well, I'm not a good person to ask that anymore. Maybe a while back I watched a lot of more crazy movies, but right now I don't watch very many good movies.
Really?
I don't watch very many movies on a whole. So I
what are you doing on this podcast again?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I guess
Damien.
Yes.
Have you ever watched a show? What the shit is that show? Douglas knows his show. It's from FX with Charlie and the gang at the bar.
Oh! It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Right. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that show? You've seen
yes.
that show.
Yes, I have.
Right. It was explained to me by that show that every team needs a wild card.
Yes. And Charlie was that wild card, and are you saying that I'm that wild card here in this
you
group?
Are our wild card.
Fair enough.
And while everyone
hold on before we get there, who's the muscle and who's the looks and who's the brains?
Well, I'm not the muscle, I know that.
Shit, man.
And you're definitely not the brains, but you're not the looks either, so I don't know where the fuck you lie in this.
Yeah, this team is fucked up.
Yeah.
We have
I guess
made
you guys
a lot
couldn't find the other one, so that you just I just got pulled in.
No, we've made mistakes. We need a new team, guys. We have one wild card and nothing else. We're fucked up.
Okay, so yes, The Artist, it is pretty fantabulous.
What's The Artist about again?
The Artist is about an actor, a silent film actor. Actually, you know what? The Artist is Singing in the Rain. But it's actually a silent movie. So it's essentially that story of an actor who was huge in the silent film industry, and then there's a change to talkies and it just doesn't work for them.
You know what I want? I want someone to put out an actual silent movie. No sound effects.
Honestly, that's a bit unfair, because even though those silent films were silent, you only watched them at the theater. And at the theater, you had some sort of orchestra playing along. Right. So you still had your music.
Right. But that is what I want out. I just want someone to try to make an engaging film with no noise. Nothing. You don't get any sound cues at all. You just flash it on the screen.
Okay, so I might be wrong.
Michael Bay makes those movies.
So I might be wrong. But wasn't that The Illusionist?
No.
Sorry, what?
No, we saw the cartoon, The Illusionist. There was a lot of sound effects and miming and...
Yeah. And then there was a British band that talked or spoke.
Right, I'm wrong.
But yeah, he was talking about like zero sound.
Right.
Not even music. No, and that's and so
not
the
even
artist,
music
exactly
yes, nothing no. at all.
And so the not, artist not wouldn't stack up to that
just
either.
Dead even, silence.
No matter how good it is, you would even fall asleep.
That is the challenge. Lars von Trier should rise to that challenge. I believe in you, Lars.
There, I thought you were going to call on your Nolan.
Oh please.
Oh wow.
Chris Nolan is all sound effects. If you take that out, the movie falls to pieces.
Anyway, Anyway, the artist is amazing. Mugging for the camera is fantastic. And I had a thought while I was watching this movie. And I said to myself, that would have been the most amazing process in the world. Because as you watch the movie, you realize, even though it's a silent movie, it may not have had a script per se, but these people were definitely saying things that made sense and were put in context. And I wondered to myself, it would be the greatest thing. And I don't think they did this for this movie. But what if somebody made a movie with a full-on script, these actors talked it out, gave the performance of their lives, and the director knew, and only the director knew, that he was really filming a silent film. So that when the actors came to actually see the movie, they realized, they were like, what did this asshole do? I think that would be a fun experiment. Because there would be no mugging. And I don't know exactly how they'd pull that off. But I watched one last thing this week. And this probably, you know, goes into the bad drawer. But I let you be the judge. Okay. I don't know if either of you have heard of this TV show, but it's actually a TV show on IFC. And it's not Portlandia.
Comedy Bang Bang.
It's not Comedy Bang Bang either.
Is it Bunk?
It is not Bunk. And by the way, Bunk is not on IFC. It's on FX.
I think I know what show you're talking about.
Bunk is very much on IFC. What? And that show is not good.
I thought it was FX. Anyway. The name of this show is Bullet.
I knew it.
In the head.
I knew it.
Or Bullet in the Face.
Yes, Bullet in the Face.
It stars.
So the question is, yes? How many episodes have you watched? And on the level of 10 to 1,000, how much do you love it already?
Okay. So wait, do you know what this show is, by the way, Andrew?
I've seen the first two episodes.
Okay, I've seen the first episode.
I've seen no episode.
Okay.
I'm going to wait until that is done.
I think it is done.
Is it?
I think, I know 6 episodes have gone already. No, Damien, I am not sure.
Thank you.
But I believe that this is
finished. Well, when you can come back with some goddamn confirmation and not your willy-nilly.
But anyways, Douglas, for people like Damien who haven't seen the show, what is it about?
This show is, I know from the name you wouldn't think it, but it's about a guy who gets shot in the fucking face. Okay?
I don't get it. I don't get it. Where's the connection?
I don't see it. I mean, bullet in the face, shot in the face. There's no connection. This show is about a gangster. Or maybe I shouldn't call him a gangster, but definitely a criminal. You finished?
Well, no.
It's about a criminal.
Anyway.
who does bad things and is crazy. Extremely crazy.
I'm going to cut you off. Are there criminals that do good things?
Of course there are.
Can you name a few? If you say Robin Hood, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Robin Hood-esque criminals.
I'm leaving this. Well, hold on. There's, what about Neil Caffrey? No, that one doesn't fly.
So there's a criminal that does bad things, you said, Douglas.
A criminal who does bad things in a crazy manner. Gets shot in the face by his girlfriend.
As well he should.
By the way, as context, this this show is set in a, well, I think it's fictional, city called Brutville. This fictional city is, or seems to be, controlled by two rival gangs, one headed up by, what's his name? Chris Elliott? No. Mm-hmm. No, the guy from, alright, the biggest thing I remember him from recently now is The Dark Knight. He's Maroni.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking.
Right. And the second set of thugs is headed up by none other than Mr. Eddie Izzard. So, I guess I should, full disclosure, once Eddie Izzard is in anything, I have a huge bias. But that is for another day. So this crazy criminal wakes up after being shot in the face with a new face. This face is the face of a man he shot immediately prior to being shot in the face, who turned out to be a police officer. And
so it's a face-off situation.
It's kind of.
Except it's totally face-off.
Okay. So they took the cop's face, put it on his face.
Yes, they did.
And now people are mistaking him for police.
But not just mistaking. He is brought into the police force by the police chief, who knows that this is him, but wants him to become a police officer and essentially be like an undercover informant.
Okay, so this is all the way stupid. Like,
they so what they do, what they do with this show, is they try very hard to not just be bad, but to cross that line.
So they're going after the FP.
They
the
are
new gold standard.
They are. And honestly, I'm not sure how well they succeed, but I think they do succeed.
I'll be the judge of that. You haven't seen the FP, Douglas.
No, I have not.
So
and
you
I,
don't
I,
have
I intend
a
to.
Adequate benchmark. You do not.
I will say this, as one of the only individual on this podcast who's seen the FP and two episodes of Bullet in the Face, there is no duck scene in Bullet in the Face.
Andrew Robinson, there will never be another duck scene in any movie ever. Right?
But
for the ducks, will make about 100 people around the world laugh every time they hear it, and no one will understand it. Douglas, you could be one of that 100.
Wow. So, I want to give this show some more time to see how much further it can go beyond the bad. And
the AMZO seems promising.
It does seem promising. But I would like to ask someone who has actually gone beyond to see what he thinks of this show. So, Andrew, what do you think of this show?
Oh, it's stretching. It's definitely stretching.
Is it better than the FP? I'd ask a stupid question. How close is it to the FP? Nothing is better than the FP.
I don't know, you know, I mean, it definitely isn't FP quality, at least just yet. I'm still questioning if I'm going to keep watching, because I don't think it quite hits that bad mark far enough to reach the good.
Is it as good as Archo?
No, definitely nowhere near as good as Archo.
Okay.
But it might just be because of the context that it's put in. Archer, it's playing on the James Bond spy movies that we've all watched and loved. This is a whole different context, and it just feels completely different. There's not that slew of characters in this one. We're just in it just for this one guy going balls out crazy.
Well, no, I beg to differ. I really enjoyed his partner.
There's something in episode 2, I believe, like which you'll enjoy a lot about his partner.
Okay.
yeah, his partner is kind of crazy. I'd say watch it, Damien, because we need a verdict.
I am going to watch it. I just want to watch all of them. Look, right now I'm watching White Collar and something else.
Burn Notice?
No, I've seen Burn Notice. White Collar and, I don't even remember. Wow, that's pretty bad. So I'm busy watching a show as we speak. Whenever that is. Oh, and Suits.
I love that show.
Everybody loves that show. So guys, stop telling me to watch Suits. I'm going to watch it. Okay, sisters. cousins, aunts, Douglas, other friends. Yes, yeah, all right, fine. USA has another good show. Please, now shut up. Damn it, man.
Oh, right. What's up? Wait, so I'm finished. Seen,
okay. Andrew Robinson, my list is short, so please go before me.
Okay, so I'll start out my list with the intentional comedies.
I
saw Casa de Mi Padre.
Ooh, how is that? I really want to watch
so
that movie.
Bad. It is so bad.
So bad that...
No. Does not swing around. Because Will Ferrell only works in English. When he's being subtitled, because it's all in Spanish. When he's being subtitled, the funny does not come up. Like, you see him doing the funny stuff, but because it, you have to then read what he's supposedly saying. The timing is inherently off. Because you cannot read and watch the funny things that he's doing. And outside of that, the movie itself is just... It is mediocre. The only thing that would drive this movie forward is Will Ferrell. Because they have Gael Garcia Bernal in there. But he's not a comedian. He's not funny in there? At all. He's what? In there. But he's...
Yeah, no, he's
wasted.
Boy, you see that guy? That guy's amazing, but he's a
funny.
Real actor, right. You know.
And so the movie kind of
a serious actor.
It's just kind of bad. Like Douglas, I've tried. I started and stopped watching this movie about 6 times before I finally sat down and just went. Even if I don't like it, let me just go through this movie, and you see that they're trying to be funny, but you. I guess if you spoke Spanish, you'd have been in stitches the whole time, because maybe everything would have been on point. But because my Spanish is...
I imagine that he said nothing that was subtitled. I imagine that most of it was gibberish.
Yes.
Well, even if and whatever was not gibberish had absolutely nothing to do with the translation.
But sorry for hijacking this movie. That is the reason I didn't talk about this movie earlier, because I don't speak ill of Will Ferrell.
So, Andrew, what did you think?
You
of
love
this movie,
don't you?
I actually agree with some of the things you mentioned.
No,
number
you
one being no, Will
don't.
Ferrell. What, sorry?
Never mind. No, continue, Andrew.
Okay. Will Ferrell. His comedy, I don't think it lends very well to the whole Spanish soap opera, more or less spoof that they're doing with this movie. But at the same time, they do pull off a lot of filmmaking jokes, which I feel work. It's kind of like with the Grindhouse movies, Black Dynamite, and there's another one, but I can't quite remember the name right now. Whatever. Those kind of movies where they allude to the fact that, hey guys, we're making fun of movies which don't have budgets, so we're going to have a scene where we're going to have a white tiger which obviously looks like a puppet, and then we have him talking to you and it's crazy. And then we have a scene in which the white tiger has a fight scene, but something crazy happens. So instead of showing you this fight scene, we're going to put up this text apology for all of you to read, which is hilarious. And those things work. Most of those things work very well. I love Gael Garcia Bernal and Diego Luna in this movie.
Wait, Diego Luna is in this movie as well?
Yes, he's awesome.
The Spanish twins are in this movie?
What? I don't know what agreement those two people came up with, but I'm pretty sure that anytime one appears in a movie, they're like, you can call my friend, he'll show up.
You're essentially paying both of us anyway. Might as well.
I liked it enough. I mean, it's not the greatest, but yeah, whatever. I also saw Bachelorette, the new movie.
That is the other movie that I saw.
Bachelorette, which one is this?
That is Kirsten Dunst. What's the other chick's name? Oh my god, I'm so bad at this.
I love how Andrew starts talking, And then Damien just takes over.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful, Andrew?
Bad habit that I have developed because Andrew is not in the room.
Of course, Andrew probably knows who the rest of the actors are.
And he's being a dick about it.
No, I'm pretty sure that the dick
yes,
is Damien. In Jamaica.
And Damien knows that I've gotten into the habit that once people take over, I'm going to
I love
be
how
quiet
Damien. Oh, wait. No. Hold on. I want to tell you how Damien spelled bachelorette. Bachelorette is spelled according to Damien as B A T C H E R E T T E.
Yep. Close enough. Hey guys, I've been working all day.
Go back. It was on top.
I'm pretty bad at this.
So the other people Damien are looking for is Isla Fisher, Lizzie Kaplan, Rebel Wilson.
I did see a trailer for this movie.
And Douglas's man crush.
My man crush?
Mm-hmm. Look on the list.
I know. Are you thinking of
there's
James
Adam
Marsden?
Scott. No. There's James Scott. Marsden.
Oh, Adam Scott.
There's even Chris O'Dowd somewhere in this movie, if I remember correctly.
Are you
I could
serious? Chris O'Dowd is in this movie? Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Am I wrong about that? I think he's in this movie.
He's not in the IMDb top list, but yeah, I trust you.
So yes, Damien, what did you think of this movie?
It was okay. It should have been better. They were clearly going after the whole... what's that Vegas movie that we love?
Hangover.
Hangover.
Oh,
right.
Hangover. Oh,
Hangover.
I thought
type
you were
feel.
Talking about another Vegas movie with Vince Vaughn and
No. They were clearly going after that type of vibe, and they pull off some of it, but it wasn't nearly as fun, and it devolves into sappy. Touchy-feely, more feminine-type movie at the end of the movie. At the start of it, it was more...
So it's kind of like Friends with Benefits then?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that was my one disappointment. Yeah, but my one gripe with Friends with Benefits because it was really funny for the first half of the movie. And Timberlake did well to carry it on his shoulders. And then it kind of, as you say, devolves into this no longer funny movie. I've watched it since and kind of come to terms with that. So I'm able to watch it
with,
the whole way
the
through.
Death of-
but yes, that makes me disappointed for this movie. However, maybe I can watch the first half.
It's
Andrew, did you concur with the Dick's review of this movie?
So he's the dick now?
Yeah, he is the dick because you know.
You guys know I like this nickname, right?
So Douglas is the wild card, Damien's the dick, and I'm just the other.
You're the other guys.
The other guy.
There's these guys. And there's the other guys.
So Bachelorette. I actually like this movie a lot. I when I saw the trailer, I viewed it as a knockoff what's that movie from last year with Bridesmaids, yeah. A movie which I wasn't that happy with at first, and I turned around and I've rewatched it and kind of liked it even more now. I viewed this as a knockoff to that, and just the people wanting to people wanting to
cash in
on that fame, which they didn't expect the first time around, saying, let's put four chicks and have a raunchy comedy around a wedding and it'll work. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it mostly for the sake of Lizzie Kaplan, who I think is a completely underrated comedic actress who needs more chances. And the only complaint that I really have about this movie is how dare they have a film with Lizzie Kaplan and Adam Scott having a romantic relationship, and they never, never allude back to party down, have a nice little party down joke. They could have totally just made them, pretended they were party down characters grown up.
You
and
are
that would have been
sad,
awesome.
Sad, sad little man, Andrew Robinson. Sad little man.
Because it's the same thing. It's just saying, guess what, guys? After party done, we moved away from each other, and now we're back. Let's at least have one joke. Just have Adam Scott go, are we having fun yet? And I'd be happy. I'd be delighted.
You're a sad man.
But anyways, the next movie I want to talk about is The Watch, the new film with Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, Jonah Hill, and Richard Ayoade. And it's pretty much exactly what we hoped it to be. It's a really funny action movie, and it's kind of great. Vince Vaughn does really well. Jonah Hill does a lot of heavy lifting in that film. Richard Ayoade. So, the alien invasion stuff, it's really ridiculous, and it's really stupid, especially because it surrounds a Costco. But it's really fun. It's pretty much the most fun comedy I think I've seen this summer. I don't know, have we had like a real good comedy this summer?
No, it's all been superheroes murdering stuff.
There's usually one really good comedy in the summer. I think this one might be it.
Unless you count them remaking Total Recall as a comedy. No, we haven't. I want to ask you something, Andrew. The internet violently disagrees with you about The Watch. I think I have not heard or seen or even heard secondhand of a review of this movie that was even kind of sort of positive. The whole of the internet hates this movie. Are you sure, Andrew Robinson, that this is funny? Because you've said things that were funny in the past and been wrong.
Like,
are you sure that The Watch is funny? Because the internet disagrees.
The internet also complains about The Dark Knight Rises.
Yes, Andrew. But only a specific part of the internet that I do not listen to. All of the internet is complaining about The Watch not being that good.
I dare you, Damien, not to like The Watch.
Fair enough. Challenge accepted.
Look,
Andrew, the only reason I'm now giving you all of this free pass is because you introduced me to the FP, which is going to give you about a year's worth of like anything you say at this point. Even if I want to disagree, I kind of have to agree, because the FP is a masterpiece, right? So part of me wants to side with the internet and skip this movie, but you did give me the FP. I'm really conflicted.
So, now I move from the intentional comedies to the wonderfully unintentional comedies.
Okay.
I saw for the first time this last week, I watched Bloodsport.
Whoa! Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Good stuff. Hey guys, do you like Van Damme? He's not in the Is he in the Expendables? No, he's
yeah, he is in the Expendables too.
So who is left? It's just
and
Seagal,
I'm coming
now,
to that
right?
movie
because they've Cause, gotten cause everybody.
I saw that
they've
as
gotten
well.
Everybody, yeah.
I guess they're leaving him for part three.
Bloodsport is kind of awesome, guys. I don't know if you know this. Is one of pretty much the greatest cheesy '80s fighting Jean-Claude Van Damme starring. Movies
wow,
that
wow.
To have.
That's a really, really narrow. That's a lot of circles intersecting a lot of other circles. That Venn diagram.
And it happens to have Forrest Whitaker in it.
It's beautiful. I can get Forrest Whitaker in my movie. It's not a plus.
Yeah, actually, it has the Arnold Schwarzenegger just got Forrest Whitaker in his movie.
Anybody. I can't call him no. I don't even need his number.
Just can you get him on the podcast for me, Damien? We can talk to Forrest Whitaker. That'd be fun.
What would you say to him?
Why were you in Bloodsport, sir?
You'd say, Last King of Scotland was perfect, and you're now tarnishing your reputation forever and eternity by making shit movie after shit movie. Why are you doing this to yourself? And don't say the money. Don't say the money. You can make money in good movies.
And then he'd hang up.
Fuck you guys. Yeah, Bloodsport's awesome.
It's pretty dumb. Bloodsport is pretty dumb.
Between the other American fighter and the reporter,
yeah.
I don't know how much dumber that movie can get. Because that reporter, for the whole movie, goes up to anyone and everyone, going, can I get into this event, this secret underground event, that when you get to the event, and the guy starts to talk about it as it's starting, he goes, we did this event through the International Fighting Association to help us find all these fighters. I'm like, what secret underground event goes through an official international association and stays secret and underground? How does that make any sense? Yeah.
There's other really dumb things.
The reporter eventually gets to the event via pretending to be a date of some rich Chinese dude.
Yep.
And she's like, I can go undercover. And 2 minutes later, you see her blatantly whipping out her tape recorder, going like, I just saw someone got kicked in the face. Guy looks at her directly, and she does it. And there's no explanation. There's nothing. It's just, yeah, I'm the hot girlfriend. I'm not an undercover reporter. The police get directly in there as soon as Forrest Whitaker finds them. It's hilarious. But anyways, watching Bloodsport was merely me prepping to go and see The Expendables Part 2. And guys, I'm here to tell you, if you ever had hopes for Expendables when you first saw the trailer like 3 years ago, and you were like, you were in a stupid movie sense, you were thinking to yourself, I can see all of these people in one movie being the most ridiculous, amazing action fest you can imagine. Expendables was a failure. Expendables 2 is not. Expendables 2 is pretty fun, and I'm going to put it all on the fact that this is not directed by Sylvester Stallone. This is directed by Simon West, the man who gave me one of my favorite shitty action movies of the 90s, and that is Con Air.
Oh, I hate that movie so much.
You go straight to hell, Douglas.
It was so bad. And it was right after The Rock and Face Off.
Can you define bad? Put the bunny back in the box. Is that bad? Is that the bad part that you're talking about, Douglas?
I'm talking about the movie.
Have a heart for all the chicks I'm that talking I've about, I'm talking landed about, a plane I'm in talking the middle about of Vegas.
The movie. The movie was what a bad part of that movie. The movie was a bad part of
that
movie.
The car that says ass kicker that was flown through a building and then collapsed. That movie's great.
No. I'm shaking my
Shemmy's
head.
Shemmy's in that movie.
Yes, he's also in a lot of other bad movies. But do you really want me to name
him? In that movie
them?
As Hannibal Lecter. And that is amazing. Right? He's got the whole world in his hands, Douglas. You're a bad person for saying these terrible things about Con Air. Is it a great movie? Is it a great movie? Yes. Yes, it is. It occupies that rare space of being not great and still great. How dare you? Do you know who your sister is? I'll stab you in the neck.
I think they did particularly well to get the cameos of Chuck Norris and Schwarzenegger into this movie without making it ridiculously horrible. They did have a lot of callbacks to these guys' careers, and they were little cheesy, shitty
what
jokes.
What else would they have done with this movie, though?
Right. People do look at Arnold Schwarzenegger and say, and I quote, "You'll be terminated." Schwarzenegger says, "I'll be back" around 5 times. And Chuck Norris calls himself the Lone Wolf.
Wow.
You're
not selling this movie anymore, Andrew. You've just unsold this movie.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, I think, is perfect for the villain role in this movie. Because he just plays that ridiculous action villain, and he plays it well. I wasn't going to watch this movie until one day I went to the theater and saw the trailer and I saw the Jean-Claude Van Damme kick and I'm like, shit, I want to go and watch this movie now. It's a fun movie, guys. Seriously, go and watch this movie.
Guys, there's... Douglas just made the pitch for Expendables 3. Wesley Snipes on blonde hair.
Look. They've been talking about Sliced Expendables alone. 3, and I've been hearing things about Clint Eastwood. I've been hearing things about Nick Cage.
Oh, shit.
All right, I'll have to watch 2. I won't watch 1. I refuse.
Wait, you haven't
watched 1? Don't watch 1.
Actually, no, honestly, I don't know why Andrew has undersold 1. And I guess you say you've tried and failed, but I've watched 1 a couple of times.
Incident.
And that movie is... While not a good movie, it is a very Sunday afternoon action sort of movie.
Okay, Douglas, imagine
an incident about 20 or so minutes in,
mm-hmm.
took about 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
which means for 10 minutes in Expendables, nothing blew up. Nothing. No. They didn't sell that movie. I didn't even know there was going to be talking in Expendables. Right? I thought the movie would start. They would kill some people. Some people would retaliate. And then for the rest of the movie, there'd be gunfire and people kicking. Right? He had a girlfriend. Why? Who cares? They didn't even care. The movie went on like, what? Do they know what movie they're making? Why are there people talking about feelings and women? What is going on in this movie? And let's turn it off. I've never gone back.
So I take away from this, fuck Douglas for not liking Con Air.
Yes. And yes.
I know. So it's a double fuck. It's fuck Douglas for not liking Con Air and fuck Douglas for liking Expendables Part 1.
Exactly.
I understand. Okay.
They needed more Chuck Norris, though. I wanted more Chuck Norris.
There's so many Chuck Norris jokes that I can be making, though. But I'm better than that.
And it made me think of this 90s movie. I don't know if you guys like this movie as much as I did. I haven't seen it since then, so I can't say. But I loved this movie at the time. Sidekicks.
Oh, yes! I thought that's what you were going to say. Andrew. My goodness, that is a gem. Jonathan Brandis and Chuck Norris as an imaginary friend.
Oh my god!
That movie was so good when I was young.
Douglas Robinson, let me get this straight. In the 18 months between Sidekicks and Con Air, you matured to a point where you 18 months ago liked Sidekicks.
Yes.
But blew past Con Air.
Yes.
You want me to believe that?
Yes, I do.
And you're no here. Alright, Douglas. Alright. Sidekicks.
So Damien, what have you been watching?
Sidekicks. Alright. I have a movie that will trump all of you.
Alright.
In the 70s, my boy Jet Li used to make karate movies. And in one of his pivotal roles, the one that made him a star. Alright, yeah, no. I watched Twin Warriors. And Twin Warriors is still completely ridiculous. And absolutely amazing. It is why people like dumb karate movies. To start out, they're Shaolin monks, of course.
Of course.
The dubbing is as bad as it could. Like, there are points where the people's mouths are moving for, let's say, 5 seconds. And the English voiceover is "Yes, sir," which is spectacular. It's almost as if they're doing it on purpose, which they aren't, which just makes it better. But what is truly great about this movie are the set pieces. The fighting scenes are absolutely fantastic. This is a world without CG. It is all waifu, and it is great. There's a scene where they're trapped inside a temple, and they're being attacked by other monks with the little bamboo stick thing. And this guy uses a firewall as a tightrope. Bounces off the firewall, and then E. Honda style headbutts about four of these guys. And lands on his head, and then does a backflip from a standing headstand, I guess. Does a it is fantastic. It is so good. The story makes opposite sense. there's a lot of people that no one knew then, but we know now. Michelle Yeoh is in there, and a lot of other who's the guy that's in holy shit, what is his name?
In Tarantino's movies?
No. Drawing a blank. Never mind. A lot of recognizable.
Jackie Chan.
Thanks. Thanks, Douglas. A lot of recognizable faces.
Oh, is the dragon? No, the dragon did only American stuff. I'm trying to
remember his name. He came in two movies recently, 2008 and 2009, where he's a kung fu master, of course. Like, none of this is helping.
Okay, let me just search the internet for 2008 Kung Fu Master. Yeah.
So the movie is miraculous, and it is still watching this movie gives me hope for the RZA movie, because the RZA movie is going to be dumb, but as long as he gets the action right, it should be great, because you don't need story. And I watched Crouching Tiger, because we spoke about it last week. And again, that movie is truly superb. Except for the story bits. Which it is kind of amazing how little sense. That movie at points does not tie together with anything else that happens in that movie. And there are some things that are done, and some logic steps that go unstepped. But that the fighting is nothing short of miraculous. I think 2 years later Hero came out, and Hero showed Ang Lee how it's done. Hero is a super Hero is a better movie. By far, I've seen them now back to back. It's not.
Oh, hey. Damien, since you just brought it up, Hero. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, and I love it. However, I was listening to, I can't remember which podcast, but someone brought up the fact that Hero is a remake, revitalize, whatever you want to reword it, of Rashomon. I would have never thought of that. I just want to confirm with you, is that in any way true?
It is. I've heard it said a couple of times.
Stop, Andrew, have you watched Rashomon?
Yes.
Have you watched Hero?
Not since it was released.
Do you remember what Hero is about generally?
A guy who goes and lies to the king so he can sit beside him and stab him in the face.
That was a yes or no question.
No. No, he does not remember.
Because I would assume that someone who has watched both Rashomon and Hero would
see the similarities.
No, even if they did not see the similarities, if they were told that there are similarities, would be in a distinct position to either agree or disagree with this opinion, rather than ask someone else for their decision.
You're a terrible person. I'm Ivan Dick. Honestly, how did I get this moniker with Douglas? He just said negative things about Conair, I know he's being a dick to his younger brother. Please add your name to the list.
Well, that's why it's the dicks, not the dick.
So after watching all those kung fu
at
movies,
least I'm a nice person.
Say that to yourself,
yeah,
every night.
Yeah, birds of a feather, Andrew. Yeah. No matter how far away you move and try to hide you being a terrible person from those Trinidadians, it doesn't wash away your past sins, Andrew. Speaking of,
I don't know what you're talking about, Trinidadians
do. Do you know what they gave that javelin guy?
Yes, they gave him a house.
They gave him
and a hundred thousand pounds,
a scholarship, and I got a day off from work because of him.
He got so much shit. I thought for a second he was Usain. Like, wait, did Usain Bolt switch? For a guy that threw a stick? Wow. What, if you guys ever get a proper 100-meter runner, you're going to have to leave that country. I'm just going to shut it down. We won the 100-meter. That's it, guys. We're packing all of this shit up. It's over. 1 month off in celebration. Because we've never seen anything like this.
This is the 100-meter celebration month.
Right? I was watching the highlights. When he made the throw, Douglas, he turned to the camera and went, that's pretty good. He didn't even realize. Like, yeah. And then when he won the goal, he's like, holy shit, I won! So sad.
Wasn't it a world record?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't? I thought
not
it was.
Not even close. Not even close. No one just couldn't get anywhere close to that. Which, whatever.
This is pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, to throw a stick that far. But, I can do that.
But not just that. He's an Olympic medalist, but he also won the junior champs as well. Right. So
and
like
he's still pretty young, so yeah, he might be able to do it again.
Yeah.
Provided he doesn't kill himself after falling out of a lighthouse. Who gives someone a lighthouse?
Anyway, sorry, Andrew. What were you saying?
No, never mind.
Andrew, you should talk to your friends in Trinidad. Tell them stop being idiots. Did we even give Usain Bolt anything? Anybody give a shit? Jamaica is the worst country in the world.
Well, I guess if you count... If you count those, like, you know, warm-up clothes that they give him and a uniform that he runs in, I mean, I sure we gave him something.
Oh, my God. We're the worst. So I followed up a boatload of kung fu movies with Bachelorette, which was probably not the best idea. But it was... as I said before, it was okay. I expected better, but it's not terrible.
Party down references needed.
Remember that Norwegian film that we saw the trailer for, Headhunters? With the guy from Game of Thrones and the other guy from Max Manus.
Oh, yes, yes.
The guy falling off the cliff in the car and waking up.
Yeah.
That movie's awesome. And I would have picked that movie for us to review, except I have been banned from picking any movie with the guy that was in Max Manus. I was given strict instruction not to do that. And so I will urge you guys to watch the movie because it is really awesome. Alright, let me give you an idea. It approaches Taken level of awesome, and right at the end, it takes a small step back. So it is not Taken awesome. I don't want to, but it is 90% of Taken awesome.
Which is 100% times better
really
than...
Really awesome.
Many of the movies out there.
Eggs. It is fantastic. You guys should watch it. Cannot be disappointed. I'm willing to put my neck out there. Fantastic. And just a joy to watch. What else have I seen? Not much else. That's pretty much it. an Olympic highlights, I guess. I keep watching. Not the track I'm feeling. I've seen all of that. There was other sports in the Olympics. So I used my one phone call to dedicate a song to you on the radio.
Yeah, I got busted. In custody, I imagined our melody being played on a grand piano.
The first trailer I wanted to talk about is the new film, the new adaptation of Great Expectations, directed by Mike Newell, the guy who gave us Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
How do you know who's a little devil? I'll cut your throat. Tell us your name.
Pip! Come along, boy. Boy, do you wish to see Miss Havisham?
Let me look at you. Come closer.
It's nothing but a stupid labouring boy.
What do you think of her?
I think she's very pretty. Very proud. You can break his heart.
You are Pip.
I'm here to inform you he has come into a handsome fortune. That he has great expectations. It is the desire of the benefactor that he be brought up.
Douglas has a very interesting look on his face, so I'm going to go straight to him.
Oh, what I forget I forget that you can see me. But first off, you see, I noticed that you and this trailer made quick mention of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire without realizing that if it were not for the last two atrocities, that Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire would have been the worst of all of the Harry Potter films.
All right. Douglas is putting his foot straight in it.
Right? No, I honestly don't have that much against Mike Newell, because other than that god-awful set of rubbish, he has actually made some pretty decent films. But
including Prince of Persia.
Exactly.
Damn right. Prince of Persia.
Right? So no, you realize that I gave him back his cred. Okay, Andrew? I was just saying that you guys focused on the wrong movie. But this movie looks very made for TV-ish. Notwithstanding the fact that one Ray Fiennes is in this film, who is generally top class
even
actor.
Shitty movies is good.
Yes. But this trailer did nothing for me. And honestly, I don't think that any trailer for this movie will, unless you start to bring in some sort of I will pay you and bring you all of your dreams if you go and watch this movie.
Family
for me.
Held in captivity, watch or
yes,
fingers.
That might also help. Well, depending. I mean,
depending on the family. If they catch Andrew, well, he's in.
Well, yeah, you know.
No one told him to go there.
But you'll have to find a new podcast host. How will you survive without me?
Wait, I have microphones and a computer and an internet and a Damien. So what's the issue, Andrew?
And we already have enough of your nonsensical style of reviewing things. We could come up with an algorithm and then whatever the algorithm says, we'll just pretend that you said it.
Exactly. And even we don't even have to pretend that you said it. You probably have said it
exactly.
Already. And so we just cut to you talking about an earlier movie, because all of your opinions really are the same.
Yes.
You know, so we just cut to another.
Actually, movie. I know exactly why there wouldn't be a podcast without me. Douglas wouldn't edit it.
Right. And it would never start. And it would never start. Because
well,
without you bearing down and saying, start the podcast, no. A, we wouldn't meet. B, even when we do meet, we talk about technology.
Yes. You see, I think Damon's point is a little bit more valid, because Douglas, while he would not edit the podcast, Douglas does know how to upload files to websites.
Right. I would edit a podcast. It would have nothing to do with music, with movies.
Anyway, that is
what were we talking about? Great Expectations. Anyway. Douglas.
No, I'm done.
Douglas doesn't like this trailer.
I have nothing else to say.
The young Victoria Damon taught me a very important lesson. When you see period piece movies, do not make assumptions. If a movie is done well, you can like the movie, even if it looks formulaic from
no,
top
but
to
honestly,
bottom.
Be
and,
honest. Wait, Damien. I'm going to ask you this question.
And boring.
I'm going to ask you this question, yes. And be honest. When you saw, if you compare, well, let's not even compare. When you saw the trailer for Young Victoria, did it look, in terms of the look of it, right, did it look cheap to you?
No, it didn't.
All right. Now, we'll come to this trailer.
When I saw the Jane Eyre trailer from Fukunaga, that did look cheap.
What?
The Fassbender and...
No, it did not.
It did look
it
cheap.
It did not. It you did. Saw a different trailer
Fair
from
enough.
Everybody else.
But I thought, I went, all right, the guy is making it, I'll give it a shot. Is what I think.
Hold on. Sorry.
All period
are
piece
we,
movies.
Are we of the opinion that this trailer looks cheap?
Yes, and boring.
Andrew, what do you get from my saying made for TV? I don't understand.
Expensive.
It looks bad. It looks like I should be watching this on a Sunday night in the mystery block of PBS. That's what this looks like.
Douglas doesn't like this trailer, so we should stop talking to him. I treat all period piece movies as essentially the same until I am told otherwise. I kind of assume that all of them will be boring and drab and targeted at the female sex. And I'm mostly right. Every now and again, I am incorrect. And I'll accept that. Hopefully this movie is good. I don't know how to judge these movies anymore. Because the ones that I legitimately got excited for at one mint was a flaming ball of horseshit. And the ones that I went, it's probably going to be bad, like Young Victoria and Jane Eyre, were fantastic. With the exception of Count of Monte Cristo, which, while a period movie, was always look awesome.
You know, it was a great period film, The Brotherhood of the Wolf. Did you ever see that movie?
I've heard of that movie. I've been told by many a podcast to go watch that movie. I still have not.
That movie is fantastic.
So this trailer looks really bad. It seems very boring. It seems like kind of one of those typical, like Douglas said, made for TV kind of movie where it's all backstabbing and who hates who and he fell in love with this. And it just seems, you know, like one of those movies. But I don't want to, I still want to see it because of who is directing it. I'm not his biggest fan. But at least it's a name director that I can point to and go, maybe he is able to, you know, do this well. Because if these movies are done well, they can be really good. So I always want to give them a chance. But when they're done poorly, it feels like I've been cheated. Like they use the period setting to go, all right, there'll be some intrigue and whatever. And then it is just drab nonsense for the entire time. So I'm hoping for the best.
But preparing for the worst.
Preparing for the worst.
Andrew, what did you think of this movie? It is clear to me that you love this trailer.
I wouldn't go so far as to say I love this trailer, but I definitely am interested.
Objection!
Damn you, Google. I definitely am interested in this movie very much. I like how Ralph Fiennes comes off in this trailer, as well as Helena Bonham Carter. this is definitely one of those stories that has been done like around 10 different times in movies. I think I remember one version with Ethan Hawke.
Yes, there is one.
Which was more modern
and,
day.
I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. If it wasn't her, it's Claire Danes. I don't know why, but I always mix those two ladies up.
I don't know what it is about this trailer, but it does look like it could come off as a really good movie. Mike Newell, I've been skimming through his IMDb list, and there's some movies he should be proud of, some movies he shouldn't be that proud of.
What a diplomatic way to say that.
I mean, I even saw one, and I'm like, should I say I like that movie? I don't think I should say I like that movie. I don't know.
No, you see, now you're going to have to tell us what that movie is.
Pushing Tin. I haven't seen that movie for a very long time.
I remember you used to love that movie.
I used to love that movie back when.
Yes, you were particularly in love with Miss Angelina Jolie for a long time.
And you were.
Was she in that movie?
Yes, she was. She was Billy Bob Thornton's wife in that movie. That
I just remember Billy Bob and John Cusack.
You said that as if you weren't Angelina Jolie fan for a long time.
I thought she was pretty, but
what other criteria?
There you go. Well, if that's the only criteria we're looking at, then sure.
Do you think Andrew had a different criteria? Or acting is superb. Yes, I went to watch that Tomb Raider, the movie, because I thought Angelina Jolie could act. Not to see her.
Who directed in
that
movie? The golf movie with.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, Nash though, Bridges. But I don't know who directed it.
And who was the other guy in that movie? Was it Kevin Costner? No.
Yes,
it was
Kevin Costner and Cheech Marin.
Okay, yeah.
And Don. What's his name again? Don.
Johnson. Don Johnson. Johnson. I call him Nash Bridges. He'll forever be Nash Bridges in my mind.
Remember when we used to love watching that show? That show was... Yes.
Anyways, moving on to the next trailer. The Last Stand. The new film starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Directed by the guy who gave us... I Saw the Devil. Douglas...
Should be a quiet weekend.
We have a situation.
We've got a cartel with heavy firepower headed towards the border. And there's a strong chance they're coming your way.
I've seen enough blood and death. I know what's coming. I'm not gonna let that guy come through our town without a fight.
Very nice.
How are you, Sheriff?
Old.
Don't tell me that! No! Andrew, we watched this trailer and we all, you know, we looked at each other and we said, oh, it's really another Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. He's back. Why is he doing this? Look at how he's so old. He can't do a movie like this. And then the name of the director came up. And Damien said to me, hold on, I know this name. And in the back of my head, I said to myself, I kind of know it too, you know. But I didn't want to press the matter because I knew that if I knew a name that sounded from that region, like he was from that region, that was probably for a good reason. And that I didn't want to know that this person would be associated with this movie. But Damien forced me to look it up anyway. And we realized...
Because I feared for the worst, Douglas.
Yes, we realized who this person was.
The worst.
And so now we have been locked in. We are now physically obliged to actually go and watch this movie.
Douglas, I don't want to do this.
But we have to.
Really do not want to watch this movie.
You do realize that if we don't watch this movie, that our internal bodily organs will
attack us?
Yes.
Douglas. But my brain has to be stronger. It has to keep my internals in line. I do not want to watch anything that had anything to do with this trailer.
They will tense and squeeze our bones so hard That they will all break.
So okay, Damon,
and we will be nothing Damon, more right? than a brain.
I know Douglas hasn't seen this movie, but I'm going to ask you because I know you have. I saw it come up on Twitter. I can't remember who said this, mm-hmm. but they were talking about the Johnny Knoxville character in this trailer,
mm-hmm.
and they mentioned the fact that possibly he might be playing a variation of the Weird from The Good, the Bad, and the Weird because of that hat. Yes. Does this help or hurt your argument for this movie?
I saw that immediately at the end of the trailer, and that is when I knew without a doubt who the director was. And it is why I had to show Douglas. Because I knew, like, I was 99.
Why did you do that, Damien? Why did you do that? I because wanted Andrew for Douglas Robinson, to discover this on the podcast and have his usual divided self try and figure out what he should do with this information.
Andrew Robinson, 1% of me thought, Damien, there might be a chance.
It's there his evil twin. There
might be a chance. It is someone with a similar name, but not him. But I was wrong.
I mean, I remember looking up on IMDb way back when we first reviewed I Saw the Devil. And telling you guys that his next movie would star Liam Neeson. What happened to that movie? Is this supposed to be that movie?
I think this might be the same movie.
Perhaps. But you know what? I just want to say one thing. In keeping with my generally positive nature, I'm going to say this. That I hope, or no, I know that the only reason he's making this movie is in order to fund I Saw the Devil... Part two.
I saw him again.
And this
in which the devil actually comes out and looks us in the eye for 90 minutes.
I saw it again. Diablo. I saw Diablo.
Yeah, I'm not, this trailer does inspire a lot of confidence, but but to be honest, I'm looking at IMDb and Arnold Schwarzenegger has a lot of movies lined up for the next couple of years.
Shit. Of course he does. He's now officially not a government employee.
He's been paying out so much money in lawsuits.
Yeah. Hey,
he flipped on that movie switch really quick.
Yep. The second the house maid came out and go, yeah, he's been fucking me. Yes, I have children for him. The movie switch went, all right, pull to 100%. I need to pay this woman. Andrew, I really dislike you for putting this trailer in there. I could have gone about another 3 years oblivious to the fact that this movie even existed. The second I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger in anything, I just go, oh, I don't need to watch that. And move on with my life. And my life was a happy life until I saw the director's name. Because it will force me not only to tarnish my feelings on the masterpiece, which is I Saw the Devil, but to watch Arnold Schwarzenegger be bad at acting after doing it now for what? 30 years? How is he still that? You can see it in the trailer. How are you feeling?
Old.
You've been living in the country for 50 friggin' years. You telling me you couldn't pretend to get your accent just a wee bit better?
Wait, no. I have to say this. I have seen interviews. Wait, hold on. I have actually seen him interview where he says, and he admits that his accent is thick, but that he has actually paid a lot of money to speech therapists, and that this is actually a much more toned down version of his accent. I don't see it because ever since I've known Schwarzenegger, he sounded exactly the same. But apparently, this is not full on Austria. Right. This is
let me ask you a question.
Somewhere between there and the States.
If you're paid millions of dollars, right,
to do a job, and part of that job is to talk in a language which initially was unfamiliar to you, but you've had 50 years of practice.
You know what, though? Hold on.
Douglas,
I'm going to give two contradicting cases here.
Fine.
Okay?
Jet Li's English sounds better than his English.
It does. But anyway, I'm going to give two contradicting cases. One case I'm going to put to you is the case of Sean Connery, mm-hmm. who
is doing it on purpose.
Despite
and he's being told in to speak that way.
Where he's supposed to be American, yes. He's supposed to be Russian,
yes.
He's supposed to be an alien,
yes.
He still speaks in a Scottish accent.
But that is what people demand. There's a difference. And
on the other side of things, we have one Idris Elba,
mm-hmm.
who, unbeknownst to many people for a long time, is actually British. And who when interviewed and asked, because, like many people, this person actually did not realize that he was British, how do you do the American accent so well? His response was, HBO has a system. And this system is that they pay me a check every month.
Fantastic. Douglas Robinson, if I leave Jamaica today and I'm flown anywhere on earth, anywhere, and people pay me and part of my job is to learn their language, in 10 years' time, I will be better than Arnold Schwarzenegger. It will not take me 50 years. It's not like he's been flying back and forth. He's married to what? He was married to what was essentially American royalty.
True.
And he became the governor.
No.
I will not say governator.
Oh.
I will not say.
What will you not say?
Because that is a...
I'm pretty sure he just said it.
Douglas, he's still so bad. He's bad at, not only is he bad at acting, he's bad at talking. And I'm going to have to watch this movie and pretend,
I love whenever our podcast descends into Arnold hate.
And pretend that it does not affect how I see I Saw the Devil. That is the part that's hurting me the most. When I watched Good, the Bad, and the Weird, I went, he did that before he did his masterpiece. So fuck that movie. I'm going to have to pretend that he can't do better. There is something preventing him from making me another masterpiece. Or I have to lie to myself and go, maybe I Saw the Devil is just a one-off. He can't make anything better. This is his opus. I'm going to have to lie to myself instead of being legitimately excited for his next movie. That is what is taking place right now. It is as if they said Chris Nolan is directing the Expendables 3. That is what just happened. Right? Someone walked into a room and said, Damon White, you know that director that you love? We're going to make him do the worst fucking movie he could possibly do. Ghost Rider 3.
Bridget Jones' Diary,
yeah.
4. The Diary Opens.
Alright, Douglas, you won.
What if he did the opens. FP part 2?
That is different. And you know why that is different.
But anyways, I want to move to the next trailer. Because we have the trailer for the new film from Martin McDonagh, the guy who made In Bruges, starring Colin Farrell, Sam Rockwell, Woody Harrelson, Christopher Walken, Olga Kurylenko, Abby Cornish, and Douglas's favorite little musical man crush, Tom Waits, Seven Psychopaths.
Hey, what the hell happened?
Some punks jumped us.
Who are you?
Said they were looking for a little shih tzu. Then some other punk killed those punks. It's their blood. It's his puke.
You want to go to the bathroom? Clean some of the blood and the puke off of you?
I almost got killed today because you kidnapped the wrong dog.
Are you being serious?
Wow.
What are we gonna do?
We could take on all the bad guys, maybe in the desert.
And what do you think we should do in real life?
No,
How you doing?
Okay, so I don't know why I put in Olga
because she was one of them on the name.
Actually, I really didn't mean to bring up Olga Kurylenko, but I was purposely trying to ward off seeing Tom Waits as long as possible.
Oh, okay, I hear you. But no, I only say this because Olga has done very few good things. She has looked good in James Bond.
In
okay.
everything.
She's looked good in everything. But for me, there are two big things. James Bond, which was only awesome because it was James Bond and had absolutely nothing to do with her. And Magic City, which I know is not good, but I still watch it anyway. What?
Hitman.
She
was in Hitman.
I love that movie. Oh, shit. Okay. Damien, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. You have given me more hope.
She was in Hitman.
So, the thing about this trailer, right, is it starts off with a scene that stars Chris Walken. So, immediately it starts off on a high because, honestly, I don't think there's any movie that Chris Walken can't inject a little bit more light into. It then proceeds to tell me that it is directed by the writer and director of In Bruges.
We like that movie, don't we?
I think we do.
We do.
We do. Andrew, do you own that movie yet?
No, I do not.
All right, Andrew is no longer allowed on this podcast. Andrew, I bought that movie for $11.
I did just buy High Fidelity on Blu-ray, though.
I was willing to pay them about five times that $11 to get that movie.
I bought In Bruges. I remember the day I bought In Bruges. I went into a store. It's no longer open. It was called Mobile Music. On the shelf, there it was in beautiful, or at the time, beautiful standard definition.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. That doesn't even make sense. Is this a nonsense poem? I don't understand.
Oh my. And at the time, I had never watched In Bruges. I'd never seen a movie. You know, and I think this works as a backdrop to the movie itself, because the movie is kind of like this. I think this is like the opening joke to this movie, that the only reason I bought this film was because Andrew was mouthing off about this movie for a good month, about how great this movie
was.
I
wanted him to
shut up. And I said, you know what? If I buy this movie, he won't. He will feel like he can't buy this movie because I already own it and we live in the same house.
Again, so we are dicks.
So,
just in case you were
wondering, I didn't buy this movie because I wanted to like it, or I did like it, or even knew that it was to be liked. I bought this movie so that Andrew wouldn't be able to buy this movie.
A true brother.
And this was all because I bought Jaws.
Oh boy, you did, you asshole. Which I still don't own either, by the way. But
so who's the worst one here? Who's the worst?
Nonetheless,
I own Jaws.
Nonetheless, I do love In Bruges now, and that once we got to that point, it was really a no-brainer. However, about three quarters way into this trailer, I caught a glimpse of an icon.
A legend.
A legend.
The Usain Bolt of music.
Yes, that is correct. And this man is Tom Waits.
He's given us so much in the past. Shitty French movies.
No. I just want to say for that movie that the only reason he was in that movie was because he had a song to sing.
You can try and say whatever
and
you
that
want.
Song was amazing because he is a great songwriter. But he had nothing to do with that movie. Nothing to do with that movie.
He was still in it.
Nothing to do with it.
You keep telling yourself that.
Listen here. Tom Waits was in... He has been in good movies.
No doubt.
He has been in great movies.
He's also been in okay, one of all right, the shittiest all right,
guys. I think Douglas is getting a little derailed here. So, Douglas, what did you think of the trailer?
I don't need to think about this trailer. This trailer did exactly what it needed to do. It told me that In Bruges director directed it, that Colin Farrell is back to be in Bruges again and to talk about fucking elephants.
He's not.
And...
But he's not on
Chris Walken is in this movie. Goddamn everybody who I want to watch is in this movie.
You have not said the name of one Samuel Rockwell.
That's he's included in everybody I want to see, okay? So, I don't think I needed to watch anything. They could have just actually written words. They didn't even have to... Makes sense. It just had to be names. Sam Rockwell. No,
just a poster.
Like. Chris Walken. In Bruges.
Like a boxing match poster.
You know?
The names of these people. Versus.
And then. Your interest. All it had to be. No, before your interest, it just had to say another comedy. And then I'd be in. And it did all of this, except it did it with moving pictures, which was that much more effective. So, Andrew, I am so game for this movie.
I like the fact that they went out of the way to make a really good trailer nonetheless. They're like, we know film nerds will watch this movie. We've got them. We had them at director and writer of In Bruges. They're hot. We don't need to pretend. But we're going to make this trailer funny. And interesting and clever with the whole 1, 2, 3, 4. It is a fantastic trailer, but it is also wholly unnecessary. I was going to watch this movie about 3 seconds in. And they kept adding more and more things. And there was never a point where they went, all right, we're putting all of this here so that you... pay no attention to the fact that this nonsense is in there. They just went, no, you're going to watch this. And you're going to love it. Because we say you will. And I like that. It is the yin to the I saw the devil Schwarzenegger yang. There is still balance in this world. Sadly, I'd have preferred a world with no Schwarzenegger I saw the devil, but... There's nothing I can do about that now. Thanks to Andrew Robinson. Andrew, what did you think of this trailer?
I didn't need to see this trailer because I found out about this movie around 2 months ago. Someone told me that they had seen this movie and that there was a new movie by the guy who did In Bruges. And that was all I needed. And he said it was his favorite movie of the year so far. And this is someone who lives somewhere where he can see all the movies we want to see that we end up watching a year later.
Wait, Andrew, are you saying to me that you haven't watched this trailer?
I have watched this trailer.
Okay. Because I was going to get upset. Because you're not playing by the rules.
Unlike you, have you watched the film that we're reviewing tonight?
Yes, I watch a film that I'm reviewing tonight.
Anyways, this trailer, however, it's a really good trailer. I actually, like, I don't think I even recognized Tom Waits when he first showed up in the trailer because I wasn't quite paying attention. You're like, there's a guy with a bunny. And he's just there. And his voice doesn't come off as gravelly enough as it usually does. But yeah. I quite love the moment with Chris Walken where the guy's like, put your hands up. He's like, no, but I have a gun.
No.
I don't care. But
that's
what?
That's not against the rules. That's not how it works. Then shoot me.
Okay.
I like the part where Colin Farrell asks him what he's supposed to do. And the guy comes up with the dumbest idea. And it's like, all right, sure. What were we supposed to do in real life?
I don't know if this is my mind playing tricks, but is this now, like, in the last, like, 3, 4, 5 years, a resurgence of Woody Allen as a comedic actor.
Woody Allen or Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson, sorry. Woody Harrelson.
I don't think it's a resurgence. I think that he's always he isn't always in comedies, but he's always gone for these very darkly comic roles, even in some of his serious movies.
Right. He's always joking around in his movies.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I think that's what endeared me to him most. And the truth of the matter is, Andrew, he started off that way. His first, at least, big job was on a show called Cheers. That was a big comedy way back in the day. So it kind of is, as you said, going back to his roots. But I don't think it's really going back to his roots, more so than he kind of just stayed there and branched out a little bit along the way.
Right, you're just thinking of him as the natural born killers, Woody Harrelson. But
he's
done a lot.
And honestly, the natural born killers, Woody Harrelson, is still pretty funny.
You're a sick man.
I've been.
I just always think of that scene with Tommy Lee Jones grabbing up what's his name, Robert Downey Jr. in the prison. That's a crazy ass scene in that movie.
I think they'll really give a fuck about two
American History X is still better.
Better, really?
I prefer Natural Born Killers.
Ed Norton is a better actor.
I really liked History X when I first saw it. No, I think it's a little bit preachy. Yes,
I think the thing about it is History X, I don't think I ever want to watch again. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's just like, don't think I can do it again.
I think what's really stupendous about Ed Norton's acting has absolutely nothing to do with his acting. I think what was stupendous was that Ed Norton weighed about 500 pounds in that movie.
That is true. He was
he was a lot of muscle. I've never seen him like that before or since.
And then he got to be in one of the most useless movies of the year by doing The Bourne Legacy.
So I take it you didn't like that movie.
I didn't like that movie.
Did that come up in your review? In what you've seen? I don't understand.
I think he may have talked about
it.
No, he didn't.
Okay. Oh, nope, you know what it is? I did know that he didn't like it because he put it on his website or something.
Why would you read that dress?
Yeah. Filthy. I think it went through to my Facebook and the number was just there and
filthy.
Yeah.
Filthy trash.
Yeah.
Who would read that rag?
So, moving on.
If only there was a mobile version of that site. No one will understand.
Empty, a cleaning vehicle drew a line across my camera's lens. I whispered our names, Eric and Jens.
Why don't you just give yourself up?
What'd you say?
Well, you're not going to kill an entire family. It's over. I mean, you're not the type. You're a thief, not a killer. That's obvious.
I hate guys like you. You know? With your Jeep Grand Cherokees and your Nicaraguan maids and your Ping Zing golf clubs. Every goddamn thing in the world handed to you. I mean, what fucking purpose do you people serve?
You're a criminal. What possible purpose could you serve?
Fuck you, Lloyd. I work for a living, okay? I have a skill. I'm in the game, pal. What do you do except take up fucking space?
If you're so skilled, what are you doing stuck here?
Let me tell you something. I can break into any house, anywhere, anytime, take whatever I want, in and out, 10 minutes, no prints, no evidence, nothing. If what's-his-name hadn't installed that fucking Roadrunner booby trap, I'd be in Jamaica by now.
I'm impressed.
No, you people don't get impressed, do you? Huh? Life just bores the shit out of you people. Well, I'm sorry. We don't all have rich mummies and daddies we can live off of or open restaurants when we get bored playing tennis.
You told him about the restaurant?
Yeah. I heard you couldn't cut it working for a living, Mr. Brooks Brothers, so you just...
Shut up!
You know, you and my wife have a lot in common. You both think you have some right to life working out the way you want it to, and if it doesn't, you get to act any way you want. Problem with that is someone still has to be responsible. I'd love to run around taking classes and playing with my inner selfness. I'd love the freedom to be a pissed off criminal without any responsibility, except I don't have the time. But you don't see me with a gun. You don't see me sleeping with someone else. You think my life turned out the way I wanted because I live in this house. You think every time I look in the mirror, I shout, gee, I'm glad I'm me, and not some 19-year-old billionaire rock star with the body of an athlete and a 24-hour erection? No, I don't. So just excuse the shit out of me.
Andrew Robinson. Last week, your brother and your mother teamed up to give us one of the worst movies we've seen in our current
slump. Give us eye cancer. Eye cancer, basically.
In our current slump. I told you all that I would Babe Ruth this shit.
Did you?
100%. Knocked it out of the park. It is finally over, guys.
You do know that you broke the rules, right?
Kind of.
No. This is not kind of. You know that you broke the rules. What were the rules, Damian? What were the rules?
Had to be within 20 years.
No, that was not part of my rules. What were the rules that I gave you?
I cannot go back and look at clearly awesome movies and force you guys to watch
them. No. There was more to it.
I don't remember anymore.
You don't remember anymore. That's because you broke the rules. You cannot look at clearly awesome movies or movies that you have already seen that are clearly awesome and make us watch it.
Hey, I did not really remember that movie. I remember liking that movie, but that is a dangerous game, Douglas.
It is. I know this.
The movie was in the 90s.
But Andrew, I mean, Damian.
And it's supposedly a comedy.
Damian.
Yes.
This is a movie with Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
Annette Bening.
Yup.
And funny as shit, Dennis Leary.
Peak power.
How
Dennis
can
Leary.
This not be an awesome movie?
I remembered liking the movie. And that is all I remembered. I will not take that from you. You will not take that from me. Alright? The movie could have been bad.
I remember when this movie came out, right? Or, well, not when it came out, but when it came out to TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on like HBO and those kind of shows. I watched this movie at least 20 times. This movie is so awesome.
It's really good. So, Andrew Robinson, will you concede and tell me that I have taken us out of the slump? Or will you sit there and pretend?
Oh, shit, it's not Annette Bening.
Oh, it's Judy Davis.
I thought it was her. Why did I think it was her? Well, I guess it's been a while.
I'm looking for
Christine Baranski. I forgot she was in this movie.
I'm looking for someone specific, though. That is in this movie for about a second. Nope. Is Andrew there?
The guy from Justified is in this movie.
Andrew Robinson. How did you like the ref?
Which guy is that?
Scroll up.
Mr. O's father.
Oh, okay.
He's a police commissioner or whatever they call
him. Yes.
Anyways, you asked me a question, Damien, and the answer is no, this movie is not a good film.
I'm sorry, J.K. Simmons is in it as well.
This movie is not good. It's not even remotely good. I even question 90s Andrew, who remembers this movie being good. I question 90s Hollywood producers who thought it was a good idea to put Dennis Leary in movies and just have him riff and rant for 5 minutes at a time, basically doing his stand-up, which I guess was funny then, but I don't find funny right now. Actually, I should probably go and try and find some of his old stand-up, because I'd like to believe that Dennis Leary is honestly funny, as opposed to just being a not so funny version of George Carlin. Because I remember
Have you never watched Dennis Leary do stand-up?
I think I have, but I don't quite remember
no,
it.
No, if you think you have, but don't quite remember it, you have not. Dennis Leary doing stand-up is a sight to behold. That guy is so funny. and he does it in such an aggressive, I'm going to fucking punch you in the face, but make you laugh while I do it kind of way. This guy is hilarious. And you see hints of it in even his bad movies, of which there are many.
Jesus, there are many.
Because I was reminded the other day by people that his first movie role was in Demolition Man.
That was his first?
His first movie role.
Wow.
And he got, like, I think it was two scenes, and one of which he got to do his ranty...
His ranty thing
where he goes off, and it comes off particularly as if he's doing his stand-up. And it just feels out of context, even in that scene. It feels like, why is he there just switching from the movie into a stand-up rant? And in this movie, every scene is him switching from the story of the movie to now, oh shit, you thought that was a good idea to be loud and lie to me about the fact that you didn't see a stop sign? I'm going to go into a rant right now, and it's not funny. I even in the beginning of this movie, when he's caught in the robbery, who the fuck has a what the hell is that game? Mouse Hunt? Is that board game-esque trap in which a burglar sets off an alarm and he falls through a trap door to go into the basement where there is a dog that can chew a pool ball?
Okay.
Who does that?
Not that I'm endorsing the use of things like this in movies, but I have actually read news items where this where that kind of thing happens before. Just saying.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Are you saying you've read news items from the 80s, from the 70s, or like from last
week? News items from like today. Not today, but recent times.
Oh, wow. I first saw Damien pick this movie, I'm like, oh, shit, he just went to that list of quote-unquote great movies people haven't seen. Because I went and I read through that list that you mentioned last week, and The Ref is in there. Yes, it is.
I need to go look back at that list.
He says so with full with fake unknowingness.
Oh yeah, this is fake unknowingness. Sure.
And it's weird enough that when this movie started out, I remember this other Dennis Leary movie, and it was definitely a different movie. And I guess it should have been obvious because it would have been more kid friendly. Where at the end of the movie, they go off, the family goes off with him in a boat or something. I thought it was that movie at one point during the. When they got the family in the house. But yeah.
That is what happens in the end of the movie.
No. It's just Dennis Leary alone goes on the boat.
No, yeah. There's... But not the family. When I say that, I mean, there is a boat and he drives off into the... Boats off into
the... But there is a movie in which, like, the entire family goes on the boats and they call him captain or something.
Oh, dummy. First off, that's not Dennis Leary. That's Kurt Russell. It also stars Martin Short, and it's called Captain Ron.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm totally mixing up movies now. So, Damien, you say you thought you hit it out of the park. Please explain to me how this was hit out of the park.
It is times like this when I have to set my gratitude for the FP aside. And put a young Andrew Robinson in his place. Now, if we take Dennis Leary out of the movie, Kevin Spacey and Judy Davis crush this movie. Their acting alone gets this movie 6 out of 10. By themselves. The chemistry between them is at times unbelievable. And the dialogue is written. The dialogue that is written is so sharp and so funny that if it was done today, it would have still been A, relevant, and B, funny. So, taking Darius Leary out of it, the movie is still a good movie. Adding Dennis Leary to these situations as the quote-unquote ref is fantastic because he is a violent criminal who is wielding a gun. So, of course, he's going to be loud and cantankerous. And that is all Dennis Leary is good at. This movie is tailor-made for Dennis Leary. And all of his so-called rants by Andrew, they're really funny. Because it was Dennis Leary at peak pause. Now, if you don't like Dennis Leary, that is fine. But to say that the movie is blanket not funny because you dislike Dennis Leary is, you know, it's kind of unfair. All of the situations with him and his wife and him and his mother, and especially towards the end. There's no daughter.
There's no daughter? You're sure?
100. I just saw the movie. There's no daughter.
Yes, I haven't seen this movie in a while. Yes.
But the movie, and then outside of Dennis Leary, there's funny bits. There's the bits with the police chief being undermined at every turn because this place is such a utopia that whenever anything happens, everybody is so rich that they just go above his head. And it comes to a point at the end when he's told that he's fired and he gets the last laugh, and that bit of dialogue is perfect. Absolutely perfect. And if Andrew can say that he didn't laugh in that instant, then I know exactly why Andrew doesn't like this movie. It's because there's too many jokes. Andrew likes those movies, those comedies, that you don't laugh at. Word for word from Andrew Robinson, right? That is what Andrew said. It is one of those comedies that you don't laugh at. He said that on this podcast. I have proof. I'm never deleting that episode. I'll take it to my grave. And when people visit my grave, that is all that will be played in a loop. I like the comedies that are not funny for the ducks. That is it. Two lines from two completely separate things. Andrew's a lunatic. Right? He's a lunatic that didn't like Louis. He's the same lunatic that doesn't like this movie. I don't know what he's smoking over there in Trinidad. Right? That has him remembering colorful ninja people from a cartoon that never existed. Liking movies that, comedies that don't have any laughs. And hating probably the best Dennis Leary movie. I saw a commercial for the Spider-Man movie, and I went, I know I like Dennis Leary from something. I don't remember what that something is. Right? He's in a lot of shit movies, but I know I like him from something. And then, just out of the blue, I went, oh right, Kevin Spacey was also in that movie. So I typed in Dennis Leary, Kevin Spacey, and boom, the ref. I went, I need to watch this movie. I'm going to force all these bastards to watch it with me. Because if I'm right and it's the same movie I'm thinking it is, then it is a no-brainer. But if I'm wrong, I'm going to get destroyed on this podcast. And I was right. That movie's great. Absolutely fantastic. The dialogue, the situations, and Dennis Leary in probably his best role. I don't know what Andrew's talking about. And sadly, I don't have Douglas to help me.
What are you talking about? Course,
Douglas went off and
Listen. I saw this movie.
Yes.
I saw this movie this week.
100 years ago.
No, I saw this movie this week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like it, though. Yeah. I thought it was a little bit preachy. I mean, when the movie started out with Kevin Spacey talking about how his dog was dying and he was crying, and then some guy found out something about... Sorry. Is this the right Kevin Spacey movie? Did I make a mistake here?
Hate Douglas so much.
So 12-year-old Douglas remembers loving this movie. Right?
Fair enough.
I want to keep to that memory, but I don't want to commit to either 12-year-old Damien, who seems to still love this movie, or grown-up Andrew, who seems to have grown out of this movie. So I will not watch this movie this week.
Grown-up Damien and does still like this movie.
Not. I will promise to not watch this movie this week.
Or
any other week. And not bring the deciding vote. That I promise.
Andrew Robinson, can we stop this podcast now? And forever, can we just...
By the way, I think so, probably I resent that Damien says that this is Dennis Leary's best movie, because
can you think of a better
hands one? Down, Dennis Leary's best movie had to have been Operation Dumbo Drop.
Oh, I remember Operation
Dumbo Drop. Alright. What's that I hear from the other end? Is that Andrew laughing? So let me get this straight, Andrew. Do you enjoy Operation Dumbo Drop? Because if you say yes, I am ending this podcast.
So, to put this back into context, when I started this
I think we need a direct answer to this question, Andrew.
Nope.
I said 10-year-old Andrew loved The Ref. And by that same regard, 10-year-old Andrew loved Operation Dumbo Drop.
Wow. By the way,
10-year-old Damien hated Operation Dumbo Drop.
On a serious note, yes, as did 10-year-old Douglas. On a serious note, The Sandlot was pretty awesome, and he was in that.
Yeah.
I've watched that movie.
Oh, yes, he was in The Sandlot.
How do I not own that movie?
What was that, Damien?
How do I not own The Sandlot? That should be a crime.
Oh, okay. I thought you just said, how do I not love that movie? And then we'd have arguments.
No, we'd have been having a completely different conversation.
So I'm sorry, Damien. I did not like The Ref.
No, you don't have to be sorry. You're wrong.
Oh, and on a side note, I've found out which cartoon I thought it was. It is by the name of Knights of the Zodiac.
The fuck? What?
What the hell is that, Andrew?
I've never heard of that.
Go and look it up on YouTube when we're
absolutely not recording. Not. I will not look it up. I'm a grown man. And if I type Knights of the Zodiac into YouTube, Google will remember that.
And I you know what
years Google down the line, when my children asking me serious questions, Google reminds me that I searched for Knights of the Zodiac. How will I explain it to them? That's right, I won't. Won't be able to. Every foot that I was standing on immediately disappearing. Knights of the Zodiac. I've never. What is he? Douglas, were you here? Okay. He was alone in his bedroom watching Knights of the Zodiac. Fire. I'll accept that. So Andrew is wrong, not for the first time. He is trying to chip away at his goodwill from the FP, which Douglas still refuses to watch.
So Damien, my question is, you said earlier in the podcast you would give me a year thanks to the FP. How fast do you think this is going now?
I have set aside my, which is what I said before I started. I'm setting aside your goodwill just for this.
So movie. I still have a year, is what you're saying?
You still have a year. Well, okay. You have 10 months, because I saw the FP about 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was when I came down. I told you.
So by the by, I hit pause on the FP again, and I saw the view count come up.
What's the number?
It's 37. Which is amazing. The view count said 37.
Damien, at least tell me there have been a number of times where you've only watched like 5 minutes and that counts as one.
There have been a number of times where I skipped to the Father Duck section and the movie continued to play after that. But that's not a lot of times. There's many times that just before I go to sleep, I go, I have to see this. I have to hear the Father Duck speech. And I hit enter, and then an hour and a half later, I turn off the computer and go to sleep. I think in all honesty, I've only seen it about 25 times. There's times
only,
I leave it on.
Only about
25 I leave it
times.
On and then go to work or something. But 25 times is still a whole lot of times to watch a movie in 2 months. Guys, I really like that movie. It keeps getting... Like, there's just so many things that happen that make so little sense. There's a point where the girl says she's going to be a stripper or, and this is important, Douglas, a stripper or an astronaut.
Well, I mean, those are
and on that note, guys, I think we should, just, end the podcast.
This girl has options.
Christ.
I think the podcast has votes.
Sir, one more part for Douglas. For Douglas, you see.
Because he still hasn't seen the FP.
Douglas, they go into a secret tunnel. Right? They're going to their secret lair. Right? It is clear that they're inside of a metal container. Right? They have torches. Actual torches that they have lit on a stick with cloth. It's on fire. They walk about 8 steps and then punching a code.
Oh yeah, I remember this now.
Alright. That is the level that they took it. The movie is perfect. It is the perfect movie.
Yeah. Alright, Damien, Douglas, wrap us up now.
Alright. So the ref is great. Andrew is wrong. We have to give him a free pass. Douglas Robinson is still the worst.
No. Douglas told you that whatever movie you choose should be on Netflix. Otherwise, Douglas cannot promise to have watched it for the week.
Me and Douglas, we are the dicks. Douglas is... I was going to say a bigger dick, but then that would be insulting myself. In more ways than one. You can find the podcast at G-Man Reviews on the podcast, Ali, that one I'm throwing in for Andrew, or on every single podcast app anywhere in the world you can find the podcast. You can find Andrew on Twitter at G-Man Reviews because... using Andrew Robinson is illegal, I guess. You can find Douglas on Twitter. DJR lost his name again because using Douglas Robinson must have been illegal.
No, it's because somebody already used it. That's why I lost my name.
There is no other way to put Douglas and Robinson into Twitter and have it be valid because I can do that. Right now.
So what do you want me to have? Douglas _ Rob dot Inson 1000. Screw that.
You couldn't have put Douglas Rob. That's impossible. There's that was not available.
All right, fine.
I am at Damien White. I'm also at Damien White at Gmail. This lunatic is at Douglas Robinson at Gmail. You got it for that one, didn't you? No? Didn't have Douglas Robinson at Gmail?
No, they didn't.
And you can find Andrew Robinson, sadly not at Andrew Robinson, at Gmail, but at G-Man Reviews at Gmail. You can read Andrew's writing all over the internet. He has a separate podcast, which he's cheated on us with, but we've grown to accept it.
I'm pretty sure it's more than one separate podcast.
We've grown to accept it. He is a podcast whore, and there's nothing we can do about
speaking of your cheatration, Andrew...
He's cheatosity.
What do you think about Newsroom so far? Have you turned around your views, or is this still a horrible show?
The show continues to go from mediocrely entertaining episode to completely horrendous every week to week. And I'm ready to give up.
I like this. I like people willing themselves to watching TV shows. like Douglas did with that
but
show.
But now there are only two more episodes to go, so I don't have that much more to go through.
Yay! The second season's already signed off, but Andrew...
I'm not going to do a second season for the podcast, I'm sure.
Andrew, wow. but this show is so... Why do you not like this show?
What,
and don't tell
are you
me
up to date on
news,
it?
Because that's not
are
what
the
show is about.
Are you up to date on the show, Douglas?
What's that?
Are you up to date on the show?
Yes, I am.
How did you like the Osama Bin Laden episode?
He loved it.
It was alright.
Oh, so you agreed with Andrew?
No. It
from
was
mediocre to...
No, it's pretty decent. Honestly, most of the episodes are really good, as far as I'm concerned.
Are you listening to The Bugle?
No.
Douglas Robinson.
I'll put it on.
For Christ's sake. We both listen to the news, yes. So you will absolutely... It is the Daily Show condensed in only the good bits. And it is superb, Douglas. Douglas, it is super... I've been marathon... It's one of the few podcasts that I've just gone. You know what? I'm just going to marathon all of this. Even though I've heard most of these already, I'm still going back in to listen to the podcast. They have a section early on that is hottest from history. I mean, they look back into the past along with writers and listeners.
So they're
and
like,
they
Marie Curie
nominate hotties from this. Douglas, it started off with Florence Nightingale. It ended up with them nominating volcanoes. Actual volcanoes for hotties from history. That is the level of Armzos. It is superb. And listeners, except Andrew, because Andrew doesn't care about the news. If you care about what happens on this earth at all, you can also listen to The Bugle. You should probably listen to BBC Global News first.
I listen to both of those, but thank you so much.
Yay! Andrew is finally becoming a man. It's about time. We were worried about you for a little while. I'm signing off this podcast, right?
This is the longest sign-off, I think, this podcast
is. Oh, Andrew, fuck you!
Thanks again for listening. Hi and welcome.
Fuck you, Andrew. Do you see what he sent me?
Oh! fever dream. No, there's maybe one person listening to this. And for you, congratulations. You've made it to the end. Here are the winning lotto numbers for the next 4 years. 8, 6, 3, 24,
all right, David. 38, all right, David.
7.
This is what I get for asking you to sign off the show.
Yep. Thanks
Just
for listening.
Stop listening though, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Wave at the mic, Douglas.
With myself down Elizabeth Street, bumping into backpackers and struggling with the parameters and the basic construction of my feet, kicking beer cans and rubbish along the concrete, crossing the street, crossing galaxies of taxis and backseats.
Right. I don't know what we were doing. Knights of something. This is a podcast and I've ruined it already. Which I hope will be somehow saved by editing, but almost not.
No, you don't you dare edit this out. Don't you dare. People need to know what professionalism sounds like. And they also need to know what the opposite of professionalism sounds like. And that is what we offer.